An East Canton woman has pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from the death of an infant at her in-home daycare. 45-year-old Melanie DiMarzio entered the plea during today's arraignment in Stark County Common Pleas Court. She was released after posting bond. She's charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of 8-month-old Grant Simmons, who died March 10th while in her care. Prosecutors allege the unlicensed daycare lacked safe sleep conditions, fire safety measures, or CPR training. Pretrial hearing set for August 5th. A Canton murder case now headed to a Stark County grand jury. 28-year-old Armando Cole of Canton waived his preliminary hearing Thursday in municipal court. He's charged with murder in the shooting death of 20-year-old Ryan Stanford. Police say Stanford was shot on Garfield Avenue Southwest July 18th. Cole remains in the county jail on $1.5 million bond. The removal is underway of the Ferris wheel at the Pro Football Hall of Fame Village. The so-called Red Zone wheel was acquired from the IX Center in Cleveland and began operating at the Village in 2023. A zip line and drop ride have been removed from the Play Action Plaza and sold. The Village says the Ferris wheel remained for sale last month. No plans for the empty spaces have been released. The Stark County Health Department is scheduling mosquito spraying at several communities next week. Crews will spray after 8 p.m. on Tuesday in Navarre and Hills and Dales, Wednesday in Beach City and Brewster, and Thursday in Hartville. Residents with respiratory ailments and beekeepers are urged to take precautions. Officials say spraying could be delayed by weather conditions, including rain or high winds. Stark County seeing a continued rise in cyclosporiasis cases, with 97 confirmed infections now reported by the Ohio Department of Health. Nearby counties also reporting cases, including 77 in Portage County, 30 in Mahoning, 20 in Carroll, 12 in Columbiana. Statewide, more than 2,500 cases have been confirmed, 134 hospitalizations, and no deaths. CDC says Ohio is part of a multi-state outbreak, but investigators have not found a confirmed source. Nimishillen Township trustees Thursday discussed vacating an alley. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
Sugar Alley, which is a paper-only east-west roadway that has never been dedicated and trustees do not maintain, is being requested to be vacated by one of the property owners. Trustee asked additional legal counselor Jim Matthews to prepare a resolution for the August 13 meeting to be sent to the Stark County Commissioners, who have the authority to vacate. The property then would revert to the adjoining residents. Zoning Inspector Jeff Cleveland indicated that 10 of the 12 cases of declared nuisances at the May 28 meeting have been cleaned, while the remaining two are in the process.
A retired Lisbon teacher sentenced to 25 years in prison for child sexual exploitation has lost an appeal. 69-year-old James Watt filed an appeal in February with the 7th District Court challenging both his guilty plea and the length of his sentence. Watt pleaded guilty last fall to 45 felony counts involving child sexual images after investigators found thousands of images on multiple devices during a search of his home. Prosecutors say one image included a nude photo of a 15-year-old former student. The Columbiana County Park District has filled a vacancy in its administrative office. Board members Thursday rehired former administrative assistant Lisa Schaefer after accepting the resignation of Mark Guy. Schaefer served in the position for nearly 3 years and will return Monday as a permanent part-time employee. She'll work up to 20 hours a week at her previous pay rate of $13.61 an hour. A driver has been indicted and arrested in connection with the death of a state trooper in Canfield. Ohio Attorney General Andy Wilson announced today 38-year-old Ryan Ratch faces aggravated vehicular homicide and aggravated vehicular assault charges. A secret indictment was unsealed today. Ratch accused of crashing a semi into Trooper Nicholas Caton's cruiser last October on Route 11. Caton was helping a disabled vehicle when the crash took place. The case will be prosecuted by the Attorney General's office. Health officials urging residents to take precautions after a bat in Mahoning County tested positive for rabies. The bat was collected by the health department and the positive test was confirmed Wednesday by the State Department of Health. Officials say anyone exposed to a possibly rabid animal should seek medical care immediately. While rabies is almost always fatal once symptoms appear, prompt treatment after exposure is highly effective. Residents also reminded to keep pets vaccinated, avoid contact with sick or wild animals, and report animal bites to their local health department. A Warren native attending Ohio State has died after a crash in Columbus. Police say 21-year-old Sarash Sheth was struck Wednesday afternoon when a car ran a red light, left the roadway, and hit two pedestrians. Sheth died at Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center. The second victim remains in critical condition. Police say the car came to rest on top of a parked vehicle after crashing through a store parking lot. A man sitting in the parked car suffered minor injuries. The 21-year-old Indiana driver was arrested at the scene but had not been charged as of Thursday. Sheth was a neuroscience major at OSU. 62 degrees at 7:07. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Clint Marshall. 69 degrees at 9:07. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Clint Marshall.